It's time for our baseball insider. Andy Carboni is back with us. And Andy, the Red Sox doing very well, coming off, three wins out of four games against Tampa Bay. But it's Tampa Bay. I mean, how excited should we be?
Well, I wouldn't get too overly excited at beating Tampa Bay. Of course, they're always trouble for the Red Sox throughout the season. But, you know, the Red Sox still showing some problems as the early season is going on, especially with the starting pitching's been an issue, some little hiccups in the bullpen. And the lineup itself is showing some holes as well. So, you know, this team is far from being complete as far as I'm concerned. Still a lot of worry still out there. But the season obviously still very young, and you're better off being 8-5 to start things off than 5-8.
Yeah, exactly. And how about injuries? That's been on the forefront as well for the team so far this year.
It certainly has. First of which, Jackie Bradley Jr., he was placed on the 10-day DL after spraining a ligament in his right knee in Detroit over a week ago while rounding first base. He could be returning at the end of that 10-day DL stint, which will be tomorrow in Toronto. We'll have to see how that all plays out. Of course, Andrew Benintendi has been playing center field in his absence, with Chris Young taking over left field as Benintendi slid over. So hopefully Jackie Bradley comes back on Wednesday, has some more length to the lineup. And, of course, everyone's waiting to hear what's the latest on David Price. He threw a 35-pitch bullpen session recently, no discomfort in his elbow, only threw fastballs. But the word on the street is he's still a decent time away from doing a minor league rehab assignment. So at the earliest, really, if you're going to see David Price at this point, lucky we might see him end of May, beginning of June. So that's still a far way off. And then you have Tyler Thornburg, of course, was the so-called big reliever coming in the trade for Travis Shaw. He's trying to come back from a shoulder impingement. Again, no timetable left for his return. So there's still some issues out there on the injury front for the Sox.
Well, there's also news on the pitching front as well. What's the latest with Drew Pomeranz, Andy?
Well, his first start of the season was a productive one, going 6 scoreless against the Orioles last week. Then this weekend against Tampa Bay, had a little bit of a hiccup, gave up a few long balls. So it's what you're going to get out of Pomeranz, as far as I'm concerned. You get about maybe 6 innings. Some days he'll be decent, some days he'll be mediocre. I mean, you can't expect much more from him. And then Stephen Wright, of course, you've seen what's been going on with the knuckleball so far. He had a bad start, and then he came through yesterday with a decent start. So it's going to be hot and cold with those kind of guys. And, you know, really you have one solid starter right now you can count on. Obviously, Chris Sale's been off to a tremendous start for the Red Sox. Can't complain with him any stretch of the imagination. He's been solid. Rick Porcello's been off his game. Eduardo Rodriguez has been inconsistent so far. In fact, he's not even going to make his start tonight. He's on paternity leave. So Brian Johnson comes up from Pawtucket to make the start tonight up in Toronto. That could be kind of ugly. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. But really right now it's Chris Sale and pray for 4 days of rain as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Andy. Before we go to Major League Baseball, anything else on the Red Sox front to share with us?
Well, I mean, one little good note I would say at this point, Craig Kimbrel pitched well over the weekend. He's now up to 4 saves. He's coming around. So that's good to see. And then Matt Barnes has been doing a decent job in the setup role. So those are some good options at the tail end of the bullpen. So that's a little bit of a bright spot right now. And Mookie Betts as well over the weekend. His bat started going, so that's a good sign because, of course, he was out with the flu for some time. So he needs to get his bat going as any offense is greatly needed.
Yeah, Kimbrel with the 3 straight saves, 3 1-2-3 innings, and he struck out the side on Patriots Day against Tampa Bay. Well, around Major League Baseball, what do we got?
Well, it's some couple of interesting notes that happened in the last week or so. First of which, making his first start since 2015 and pitching on his 30th birthday about a week ago, Nationals starting pitcher Jeremy Guthrie became the first pitcher since 1893 to give up 10 runs in the first inning. Nationals lost that game 17-3, and the next day, Guthrie was designated for assignment, so that could have been his last appearance in Major League Baseball. Kind of a tough way to go out, especially on your birthday, but that's giving up 10 runs in the first inning. I mean, it sounds like a Little League game type of situation. Elsewhere, Astros outfielder George Springer became the fastest player in Major League Baseball history to start the season with 4 leadoff home runs. He has 5 home runs overall on the season. And the Blue Jays with the Red Sox are heading to play over the next few days. They're off to their worst start in franchise history at 2-10. And elsewhere, the Seattle Mariners unveiled a statue for Ken Griffey Jr. outside of Safeco Field over the weekend. And the Chicago Cub players received their World Series rings last Wednesday. It caused a little bit of a stir with John Lester making a comment about these rings comparing to his Red Sox World Series rings. That caused a little bit of a stir on Twitter. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out going forward.
Gotcha. And, you know, we notice teams are ahead of the Red Sox, but one team that is far behind the Red Sox are the Blue Jays. Boy, they have struggled this year, huh?
Certainly have. It's been a combination. The bats really haven't gotten going. The bullpen has been a bit beaten up, and in the starting pitching they haven't been getting either. So it's been, any way they look, it's been a tough start for them. But that team is too talented to keep going at this kind of pace, and hopefully the Red Sox aren't what they need to change that in the next few days.
Yeah, they're still looking up, are the Red Sox, in the standings. Anything else, Andy, to share with us?
Well, it's going to be interesting. The Red Sox on the road now for 6 games, with 3 in Toronto and then 3 in Baltimore. So it's always interesting to see how they're going to fare up against the American League East. And they come home to play the Yankees and the Cubs. So some exciting baseball the rest of the month for sure.
Gotcha. That's Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. And I'm Bill Newell. And this is MSO News Sports.